Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
As always, it's a privilege to talk about Perry Schools.
Absolutely. And yeah, let's talk about the latest school board meeting that happened this past Monday. You had some things that were covered, and we'll start here with there was a public hearing for the fiscal year 2026 budget.
Yeah, we had our second public hearing for the fiscal year 26 budget. And as we talked the first time, we do have an increase of 86 cents, which brings the district tax rate to 1870. Want to keep things in perspective. That's still one of the lowest rates that we've had in the last 8 years. So 1870 will be the new tax rate. And, you know, a shout out to all of our Perry Blue Jays and Jayettes for their support of the Perry Schools. We're doing the very best that we can in the situation that we have with, you know, of course, a loss of 109 students. We do have, you know, special education deficit. We have ESL deficit. And we have a 2% raise, which is very low. So all we can do is our very best, take the cards that we're dealt, make the best of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for highlighting that. And then with that, talk about the budget summary.
Yeah, we did talk about the budget summary, and I have talked to a lot of different groups, and I want to make sure that people are aware that Perry Schools, we have a financial challenge. Like I said, we have a loss of 109 students, so we need to be prepared for the future, and we have to stay within our budget. So just so folks are aware, in the past couple years and then going into next year, we will have reduced our budget close to $2 million. And that's all through attrition, no cuts. I like to emphasize that, but through attrition. So we've reduced 12 and a half teachers, six paras, a custodian, media specialist, two TLC positions, and then a 0.75 administrative position. So all of that, along with early retirement savings, we're on the road to financial security as we look to the future. And of course, we hope our enrollment stays steady. But if not, again, we will adjust accordingly. But we're doing our best to make sure that we ensure a good financial state here at the Perry Community Schools and also provide a great service.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, I know there was some things you wanted to bring up in your superintendent report.
You bet. Hey, first of all, for our service, and again, a partnership with our community. I want to talk about parent-teacher conferences. Perry Elementary students and their parents, we had 98% of the parent-teacher conferences attended. Middle school, 95%. High school, 86%, which, by the way, is an excellent percent on everybody's part with that. So kudos to our staff. Kudos to our parents and guardians and people that attended those conferences. Also, want to talk about just a little quick update for the Perry Elementary renovation. You will see right after school our oldest playgrounds getting demolished. There'll be grading going on, and we hope to have new playgrounds in the front and the back by mid-July.
Awesome.
That's the goal there. That's excellent. We've also addressed, you know, safety again, and we're doing our due diligence as we talked to a number of threat assessment people when we presented in Columbia, Missouri. We've also talked to other experts. And, you know, the theme is pretty clear, and that is you need to take care of things from within. Make sure students and parents are very much aware of students' mental health, their emotions. And we do have what we call early warning signs that we're working on. We have CSTAG that we meet each month with the law enforcement, the guidance counselors, and it's one in which we're always in tune and doing our best to take care of kids so they can take care of themselves. I think it's just huge to make sure that we do that. So that's a brief superintendent update on some of the things that we covered, and we'll continue to remember, you know, our number one thing is teaching and learning. And we want to do the very best that we can. We had a Laura Skeel, Perry Elementary principal, and her staff gave a great little video about the PLC process, professional learning communities. That's our cornerstone. So we can emphasize differentiated instruction, and they were able to do that. So kudos to our staff, Mrs. Skeel, for having that for the board and the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just all the staff members involved in the school district are really doing a great job. Again, speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, you know, we talk about a great additions and paces is another one. Mm-hmm. And I know the director, Mary Hillman, was there to share some updates. And so I know that's been a really great program.
You bet. It has been a great program. And one of the things we do need to do, as well as other schools do this too, we need to be staying within our budget. We need to be self-sufficient. And Mary and her staff have worked very hard to develop a plan to be self-sufficient. So there will be some increases in our fees for PACES during the summer and then coming up next year. That will all help us to be self-sufficient so we can maintain PACES. Tremendous, tremendous service. Again, she's worked with the staff, has worked with the parents, but just to be aware of that. And we want to continue that support with PACES for our students.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, of course, got to get to some accommodations. There's always great things happening at the Perry Community School District.
Absolutely. So just a couple of quick highlights for the accommodations. The Perry High School mock trial team participated in the Iowa State Bar Association mock trial central regional contest on March 4th. Congratulations to all those students, Mr. Lipovac, Mrs. Minton, for helping with the Perry High School mock trial. That's a big one. We won't go through all of the players in all this, but high school track girls is doing great things. All-state speech, we've had representatives there. We've had academic all-state team nominees, or I guess student athletes that have been, I guess, have reached that level of being academic all-state, which is outstanding. And then we even had a student for competed in the state competition National History Day.
That's awesome.
So a big range of different things that have gone on. And of course, we had our spring musical, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is a success also. So many kids involved with so many different things. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of public schools, the beauty of having an inclusive environment where many kids can participate in many different events. So proud to be a Blue Jay, proud to announce all these different things that are going on with the Perry schools.
Again, yes, we've been speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate the time and just want to share that message with you of just, hey, power through. You got about a month and a half left and it's flying by.
You know what, Shaquan, we are powering through just like every month, and every part of this journey in a school year is different. And the key is April, May, finish strong.
Yep.
Finish strong, finish strong.
Absolutely. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.